Voilà.
Tema.
Jasmine.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. Are we having a Rosh Chodesh connection tonight?
No, I don't think tonight because I think it's next Monday.
Really? I don't know why.
Oh,
I've seen different places where it says it's the third.
right. It might be maybe at 9 o'clock. I'm lost on time. I baked today, so I even forgot about the deeper Zohar. When I looked up, it was 7 o'clock.
Wow. Baking?
You know, it doesn't get dark. Yes, I tried something new.
Hey, what
What a show.
Good evening.
Will start with a Yehud and then the verse for certainty. Is step one in the counting of the Omer. L'shem Yichud Kutcha Barichu Ishkin Dei Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Urchilu V'yachda Shem Yudhei B'vavhei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hinei Anachnu Baim L'kayim Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach Le'otreinu V'la'asot Ratzon Boreinu Vayehinu Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu. This is a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandakucha Barichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Solaihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Velaid Lach Mila Bialma Bivae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulanaga Beya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Utola Itzterich Bialma. Last night, we counted 44 days of the Omer. We're going to do step two, start with step two again, which is the Psalms before the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Yigmor Biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe, Hazdecha Leolam Maase Yadeicha El Tereh. Psalm 57:3. Echra Le Elohim Elyon La El Gomer Alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor alayich va'erech mitavos aset. V'damayich va'yomar lach, v'damayich haye. V'yamar lach, v'damayich haye. Psalm 104:1-2. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe Wahe, Elohim Yohe Wahe, Eloheinu, Gedalta meod haod behadar levashta. Psalm 104:2 is O te or kesalma, no te shemaim, kairia. Now for the blessing. Baruch ata Adonai Yohe Wahe, Yud He Vav He, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Ayom shlishi v'arbaim yom la'omer shehem shisa shavuot v'yom shlishi. Today is day 45 of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 3 days. The number 45 connects to the gematria of the name Adam, and Adam represents Israel, and Israel represents their Anpin. The inner light, the orphanimi, harachaman hu yachazir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. If you haven't listened to the recordings about the menorah psalm that we study Friday mornings, I recommend that you do so based on the recordings that have been posted. And we still have at least 2 more weeks, maybe 3. Lam natseah bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu. Vivarkenu, Yair pana vitanu selah, ladat ba'aretz darkecha. Bekol gorin Yeshua tefa, Yoducha amin Elohim, Yoducha amin kulan. Ismechu v'ranenu ki tishpot amim mishor Elohim. Ba'aretz Tanheim. The letter Chet is the 45th letter of the 5th verse. The letter Chet is made up of a Vav and a Zion with a little hat house on top. The Vav and the Zion is Gematria 6 and 7, so together the Chet is an aspect of unity. But how do you get unity out of a word? The letter is also a word that means a sin. And this is the paradox similar to the gematria of Mashiach and the snake, both being 358. These are two sides of the same coin. It's the two columns, the right column and the left column. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And we will come to understand that this is also the duality that's built into the month of Sivan, because it's the astrological sign of two Omim, the twins. Tanhim Sela. Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Eretz Natna Yivula Yivarkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkeinu Elohim v'yiru oto. The year O relates to the idea of fear, not really fear, but awe, ira. We need to look into ourselves, into our character traits, evaluate those character traits as to do they support awe of Hashem, or do they support fear? Do they support fear of Hashem? Are we afraid of being punished, or are we just in awe of the creation and the system that He has set up with all of its intricacies? By looking at our character traits, we can evaluate which we want to keep and which we want to throw away. And it's all up to us to decide that. Oh, tell call of Seretz. The Anabakoa, please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbeinu, Paharenu Nora. Ufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yifu Yitcha, Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Baruch Hen Tacharev Rachamei Sitkacha Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zofre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan. The Resh that created the planet Kohav. We will discuss more about Kohav in our Rosh Chodesh connection in a few minutes. And the Zion, which created the astrological sign of the Tumim, the twins. We will discuss more of this as well. The Resh and the Zion together form the word, the Hebrew word, Raz, meaning a secret, a concealment. And the Resh and the Zion together have a gematria of 207, which is the same as the Hebrew word or, which is light, and the Hebrew words Ein Sof, the endless world, and the Hebrew words Adon Olam, master of the universe. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma The letter Vav is a connection. The letter Vav means a hook, but it's a connection to what was said before. It's a connecting word, just like the Sefirah of Yesod is a connecting channel, which the Vav looks like a channel. The Vav looks like a hook, which is its meaning in Hebrew. So we need to look at our character traits and see which of them are hooking us, connecting us to Hashem directly, and which are hooking us and connecting us to Satan directly. Which ones do you want to strengthen? Which ones do you want to eliminate? Siakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot. And if you say the eighth verse in a whisper to ground the energy, Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umtumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata chusvartem lachem, mimacharad hashabbat miyom aviachem etomer. Ha tenufa sheva shabbatot tamimot tehi ana mimacharad hashabbat hashvi tesefiru chamishim yom kedei sheitacharu nafshotamcha Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. Adonai Yohe Wahe Eloheinu. Elohe Avotenu. Shebiskut Efrata Omer. Shesafarti Hayom. Yetukan Ma Shebagamti. Besefira. Tiferet Shebemalchut. Malchut translates as a kingdom, but it's a garden. It's a world that we are elevating through our spiritual work. We're elevating the sparks that have fallen into the mud. We're elevating the world in total up to be the garment for Bina, the world that is coming, Olam Haba, the energy store. In order for a garment to cover the body, the inner essence properly, it has to be a mirror image. And that is what the world will become. And that's why it is the world that is coming, because we are in the process of creating that. And this is what the idea of Tiferet, the beauty of Malchut, is all about. It's the balance point as we elevate Malchut to become the garment covering Olam Haba, covering Bina. Our handout tonight is available on the Unique Astrological Times link under the section Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The link is for the year 5779. And as we have said, the month is about the twins. But what do the twins really mean? Here's one word of caution about the energy that will affect you during the month of Sivan. It's the edition I have written for this year. It's a short paragraph. We all know that on the 6th of Sivan, which is a short 4 days away, it's the anniversary of the day that the gift of the Torah was made from Hashem to the children of Israel. The whole month of Sivan is related to the gift of the Torah, because the energy pervades the whole month, day after day. Rav Chaim Palachi, a tremendous Sephardic sage, lived 1788 to 1869. He writes that although Bitul Torah, the sin of wasting time, time that could be used for Torah study, it's not wasting time if you have to work in a secular job. But let me explain in a little bit more of that. Bitul Torah, the wasting time that could be used for Torah study, is always a grievous sin. But during the month of Sivan, It is especially accountable for time wasted during the month of Sivan, as this is the month of the gift of the Torah, Matan Torah. And so we bear a unique responsibility during this month to use our time for Torah learning. And this is a good month to take up the mantle of additional Torah study over and above your usual patterns. And obviously, the typical reaction is, I don't have time to study more Torah. I'm already doing it X amount of time. But if you're studying it in the day, try studying it for 5 minutes at night. And if you're studying it at night, try studying it for 5 minutes during the day. And of course, if you're already studying both times, try lengthening the time, because it will hold you in good stead, as the Torah always does. The energy of Sivan is the twins. The energy of Sivan is balance. To seesaw, as you will come to understand. The seesaw has to be balanced. You've got two twins, one on each end of the seesaw. So where are you in that picture? You have to be the balance point, right in the middle. How do you keep the twins relating to each other? Through Torah study. Since the month of Sivan was created by the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and Mercury as a metal is called quicksilver. Quickness is one of the attributes of the Gemini people, the people born in the month of Sivan. Quickness. They jump from one subject to the next. And that will be relative to you. You will be quick or quicker during this month. If you're a slow, plodding Taurus, you'll quicken it a bit. If you're a Sagittarius or a Leo with your fire signs, the quickening will be overwhelming. But the quicksilver attitude, this quicksilver attribute, will manifest in your life. But what happens with all of us when we react to so quickly? We make mistakes. And so the tool is binding by striking to stop the reactions. But you will be quicker in stopping your reactions, and you will be quicker to determine the right course of action. The gematria of Sivan is 126. There are many Hebrew words with this gematria. One of them is a horse. Samach, Vav, Samach. Another one is the 35th name in the 72 names of God. Kaf, Vav, Kuf. And also the 63rd name. Ayin Nun Vav. The 63rd name has the meaning of the Hebrew word for being humble or lowly or poor and afflicted. If you're not humble, you're going to find yourself at risk during Sivan. The 35th name has the meaning of sexual and creative energy, and that's the quickness associated with Sivan. Sivan itself deals with the concept of muddy. Mud is a mixture of opposites, of duality. Earth and water creates mud. Sivan is the mixture of opposites. This is the astrological sign of Gemini, the Tumim, the twins, as well. The tikkun in the month of Sivan is to do unifying opposites. We may think it's impossible to unify opposites, but let me give you a mental exercise to understand opposites. Male and female seem to be on opposite sides of a circle. Clearly, males are different than females. But let's put it in a different context. It'll be easier to understand. Let's put it on the basis of love and hate. Love is at one point on the circle. So where is hate? Most people would say, oh, it's obviously the opposite. Put it on the other side of the circle. But the Kabbalists explain, no, the opposite of love is indifference. Love and hate are two sides of the same coin. Love and hate on the circle are right next to each other. It's so easy and simple to unify them. And what happens when you unify something? You reveal light. And what happens when you reveal light? Negativity has to disappear. It goes into the light. When we ask the question, where does the darkness go? We know it has to go somewhere because it comes back when we turn off the light. Love and hate are next to each other on the circle. When we unify them, hate has to disappear. It goes into the light. This is the work of the month of Sivan. This is the duality, the opposites that are not really opposites, the opposites that are two sides of the same coin. The attribute during the month of Sivan is Mashiach. It's cognate. It sounds like Mashiach. The Hebrew concept of attraction has an essence of duality. In the Western world, attraction implies coming together. But the Hebrew word Mashiach deals with being pulled along. It's not that they come together, but one moves forward and drags the other one along. The twins are never separated, just like Chachma and Bina, wisdom and understanding. Chachma expands. It wants to be reveals what happens. It pulls the understanding along. In biblical times and before, Shimon was the tribe. But in modern days, Zebulun is the tribe. Zebulun has this special relationship with his brother Issachar. Issachar studies the Torah. Zebulun supports them physically and receives the spiritual effort of this Torah study that Issachar does. But both Zebulun and Issachar did the opposites. Issachar still planted and worked the fields, but their main emphasis was Torah study. Zebulun did the training and going by sea, but they still plowed the land. They still studied Torah every day. But they had their mixture. The tribal stone was the emerald. Emeralds have a quality that's unique. It refracts divine light. It causes the light to go through it to become fragmented. But in the opposite direction, it takes the fragments and unifies them. The tribal herb is a unique one. It's galbona. Galbona does not smell good, but the energy of the herb is applied purity. The energy of the herb is to move us out of stuck places. Keeps us moving forward. The house is the house of brotherhood, Beit Achachim. We've spoken about the letters of the month, but the Tetragrammaton is Yud, Vav, He, He. And we need to look at this very closely. There are four words in Exodus chapter 26, verses 19 and 20. Last two words in 19 and the first two words in 20. Yadativ, Velatsla, Hamishan, Ashanayat. The literal translations of these four words, tenon, as in a wood tenon that binds two pieces of wood. Aside, the Mishkan, and the word second. The permutation crosses the border of the two verses. And this is a hint to the twins. Because there are no punctuation in the Torah itself. So, what causes a verse to be the end of a verse and another word to start the verse? Because you're used to seeing it in the English Bible or even in the Hebrew Bible as a verse doesn't mean that that's the way it is in the scroll or in the mind of God. Now, this permutation, I usually don't discuss this with you, but this is helpful. Yud Vav Hey Hey is the permutation. The only two letters, or half of the letters, that are not in the proper position is the Vav and the Hey, the first Hey. They should be reversed to be the regular permutation. But they're not. And what it's saying the permutation for Sivan, the middle two letters are reversed in comparison to the regular order of the tetragrammaton of Hashem's name. The hay in the world of Yetzirah indicates an expansion of emotions, while the Vav in the word of Briah indicates a direct channel for the energy of Atzilut. In other words, Sivan will be a month that has a greater flow of emotional energy manifesting in the physical world. Remember, emotions tend to be either love-related or anger-hate-related. Again, we're getting this hint to the twins. The letter Zion, from one of the letter that created the astrological sign of Tumim. What is the word Zion actually metaphysically? It's that balance point between the spiritual, the flow of Shefa, and the receiver, the Malchut. This is where the twins get their energy under source, where they understand the duality. Because one flow, the Shefa flows down. It brings with it the elevation of the Malchut back up. We have two names of God, Resh Yud Yud and Yud Yud Zion. Resh Yud Yud is the 29th name of God. And the essence of this name is to remove hatred. The 40th name of God is Yud Yud Zion. The essence is to speak Lashon Tov, to speak words of Torah, to speak the right words at the right time in the right place. Put the two words together, and you have Resh Yud 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 Zion. And this is a famous teaching of the four Yuds that occur in a verse. But it also it's included in the spelling out of the Hashem's name, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud. These are the four Yuds connecting to the 72 names of God. It also comes from the verse, I believe it's in Exodus, towards the end of it. It says, Alecha, ki ani Adonai rofecha. And in this verse also, these five words have four yuds within them. So it's about healing through balance. It's about the secret of healing is through balance. Anytime you're not well, you're out of balance. Alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha is I am Hashem, your healer. When we remove hatred and say the right things, we receive the four yuds of healing, which are the four yuds of the blessing of the Kohanim, which are the four yuds of wisdom. This is the potential energy of the month of Sivan. It's a positive month. We're coming out of the negative period, the period where all the light is there, but the vessel may not be able to handle it. But in Sivan, you've built the vessel through the counting of the Omer. So the light that doesn't go away in Sivan, it's there for you to utilize by remaining in balance. The light is always being revealed when you are in balance. What is the energy of Sivan? It's immortality. It's removing death forever. Do you want immortality? You will only have it when you desire it, when you pull it along. Immortality is ours. It's not a gift from Hashem, it's what we earn through the counting of the Omer. Immortality is the light of Pesach. Immortality is the light of the Torah. What's the difference between the two? In Shavuot, you've earned the light of immortality. In Pesach, it's a free gift. Which would you rather have? Earn the light? Earn immortality forever? Or to have it come and disappear as it does on Pesach? Practical tools for the month of Sivan. Be creative. The energy of the Sivan will support your creativity. It's a month to speak the words of Torah, which is a way to speak to God. Those are words that He spoke to us. That's what the Torah represents. But we also understand the image of the twin is what one twin speaks is really the person is speaking to themselves, not to the person that they're speaking to. And this is, Hashem never creates a law that He doesn't follow. So the words of the Torah are the words to speak to Hashem. Yes, they're coded. Yes, you have to learn the codes. And that's what study of Kabbalah does. It teaches you the codes. So it's a good month not to waste time, as we mentioned. But let's understand what happens when you waste time. There's an effect of you wasting time. What is it? You're driving along and you get stuck at a red light. You're driving along and you get stuck in traffic. You go to the doctor's office and you sit and wait. The effect of wasting time is that you have to waste time yourself. But when you fill that time with a memorized verse, doesn't matter which verse, but you repeat that verse over and over again. You're driving home and you're listening to the radio. It is not the same as if you're driving home and you're repeating a simple verse in Torah. Pick one and just repeat it over and over again. Memorize it so you don't have to look it up and take your eyes off the road. Don't forget to start with the L'shem Yichud. Deepen your relationships with your loved ones, your spouse, your children, your cousins, your extended family. Make the effort. Reach out. You haven't talked to somebody for years. Call them anyway. Well, it's their turn to call you. Love and hate. Reach out. And take the time to smell the roses, meaning repeat words of Torah to yourself under your breath as you do every action of your day. Astrological energy affects every human being. But we have a teaching in the Torah that says no. We can rise above the Torah. We can rise above the astrological influence. But why would you want to do so during the month of Sivan, which is positive energy? I understand during Iyar, I understand during Nisan with the battles, but during Sivan, pull on every aspect, every opportunity, every second. Do as much as you can during this month, and you will see the effect during the year. Now, when we stay up on Erev Shavuot, that's this Saturday night, when we stay up till morning, we are creating immortality until Rosh Hashanah at the minimum. The Ari may be interpreted to mean until next Shavuot. It's up to your consciousness. Is it worth doing? I guarantee you it's worth doing. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. And we will stop at the sixth verse. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutah, Sadi, Tabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin. Barchem Taharem, Rachamei Chidkatcha, Tamid Gamle. Betet Reish, Saditat Gimel. Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Ma'el Adatecha. Tuf bet tet dunayan. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed bei zayin kuf. The letters of the month, the reish that created the planet Kohav. The planet that is spelled kaf vav kaf bet. Kahvav is 26, representing Hashem, representing the light. Kahvet, the 22 Hebrew letters representing the vessel. Kohav, the planet Mercury, is a planet that connects the light with the vessel. Kohav means star, not just Mercury, but also the word for star. And what is the star? It's a sun sharing its light out into the universe. But what is the mixture? What is the unity? If the light comes from a planet, yes, it's a large planet, but it's still a planet. It's the same as other planets, only this one burns brightly until it runs out of energy. It develops what we call fusion. Kaf, Vav, Kaf, Bet. Kohav represents the twin, the duality, the light in the vessel in unity. Yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo. Stand and dance and sing with me. Yo ha wah hey hey. Yo 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 wah hey hey, 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 yo wah hey hey. Are you happy yet? Yo wah hey hey, have you left the yard? Yo wah hey hey. Are you allowing Hashem to heal you? Yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey. Resh Zayin Raz is the secret of the four yuds of healing. yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Are you smiling? Yo, why, hey, hey. Life seems so dreary, so put a smile on your face. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Remember that when you fake it, you will make it. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Fake it till you make it. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. Yo, why, hey, hey. One aspect of the twins is their face. Face in Hebrew panim is plural. Your outer face, your inner face, unify them in joy, in happiness, joy and happiness. Twins to me. Yo, why, hey, hey, yo, why, hey, hey. 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 Shabbatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, yodea ta'alumo, shin kufal, tadiyutah. And the eighth verse to ground all the excess energy, say in a whisper, Kodesh Tov, are there any questions? Tomorrow, Tuesday, we will have a class at 4:30 West Coast time, the Deep Zohar class for Lech Lecha. And at 7 o'clock, we will study the Ari. Again, Kodesh Tov, does anyone have any questions? Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Shalom Gadol to all of you. Kol Tov. All of the best.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Shalom.
Keep the twins. Enjoy the twins.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.